Excuse me, quick.
Okay. Okay, so we are here for the concept design meeting. So we will first start by summarizing the previous meeting and the decision we've taken. I will take notes during this meeting so that you can look at my folder to see the summary of this meeting afterwards. So each of you will show us the various investigation they've done during previous hours. We'll then take decision on concept, and then we will define the next task to have to be done before the next meeting. So last time we decided to have a simple interface. We also decided to have a wheel to change channel, preview channel button. Channel digest buttons should be protected by plastic cover or something for the remote control to look very simple. We have also button for volume and to switch on off the TV. We have also the lightning feature for the remote control to be easy to find. And for fast development and low cost, we have decided to have no LCD nor voice features. So now we will have three presentations. So the conceptual specification by industrial designer, the specification of the UI by or
I'm UI
UI.
president, is my name.
Okay. And the last point is train watching by market expert. So maybe we can start with industrial design. So this is the presentation. Maybe I can switch slide on your request.
I'll make three slides. So I just look at the just read on some web pages
Yeah.
to find some documentation, and I think the remote control is, as I mentioned previously, you just have a very simple chip, and the user interface is just done usually by push button. In our case, we are using a wheel control. So I was looking basically for that chip, which is a very standard, and I just looked for the wheel sensor and the standard push button. And yeah, we can change directly. In fact, I have the number of that element, which is very standard for remote control. The push button are usually extremely cheap. But I just have one problem. This is related with the wheel sensor, which seems to be quite expensive.
Okay.
And I think if we could just talk about that, if we really need a wheel sensor, or if we can combine something with the push
Okay.
button. A wheel sensor is 50 times the price of a push button.
But is it a significant price on the whole remote control? Because we can afford up to 12 euros for the price of the remote control. So will this with including all possible things, so buttons, wheel, and the chip, be lower than 12 euros to produce?
But I don't think that we should talk about the design of the box also, which
Okay.
needs
I also have to say, did you receive the email about the voice recognition?
Oh, that's
No?
You received
Check.
something?
Yeah, we have an email from a manufacturing division that they have basically a voice recognition chip already developed. So right now they just use it to record answers to particular questions. But I guess
And
it could
could it be adapted?
I guess it's possible. I mean, instead of recording the answers, you can just record something simpler. Like
Okay, and they can recognize some commands
yeah,
and
you
stuff?
can recognize commands, you can record new commands and stuff. If you already
Okay.
have the added chip,
Yeah.
you could use it.
Okay, maybe we can just listen to this presentation and then take decision later
Okay.
on according to
Yeah,
those news.
but I think it's, yeah. Sorry, I haven't written my personal reference. And I just want to mention the problem of the wheel sensor, which is much more expensive and that's only much better. And
Okay.
if we could reduce that, we have already some good things with the backlights of the push button.
I have a question about that. What is the purpose of the light?
Just to make something which is slightly more designed that a square
You
robot
can easily find the
driver,
button in the dark also.
but in the dark, yeah, but is it going to go always turned on the light?
It will be turned on when the user moves the remote control, I think,
But
no?
if you move it, then you have it, you don't need to find
Hmm.
it. You can see the buttons better, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
But if you move it, then you have to have some sensor when you move it to detect that you're moving it.
As soon as you start to move the remote control, you have the light.
Yeah, but you need another sensor for that, right?
Yeah, again.
You know it's expensive.
I don't think that this is really expensive, but at the end, this is plenty of very
Expensive.
cheap
Yeah, okay.
devices, but the biggest cost here.
Yeah, but I expected also there will be cheaper. The internet is very expensive, so.
First of all, I was thinking to have a continuous light, and you, when you press the on button, you have the light on your remote control. Once you want to turn off the
But it
light.
can be battery consuming now to have the light always on.
A little bit.
Well, we will discuss that after maybe
Okay.
the other
So my
presentations.
one is should be in the shared folder.
Yeah.
Your last time I saw it.
And it is.
So we
Okay.
just moved the slide. So basically, we want very simple, right? That's the major idea, as simple
Yeah.
as possible.
Yeah.
So I just looked at some current designs on the web of usually more complicated remote controls, and I selected two of them because even though they have many buttons, they look quite simple. And in our case, we just reject the buttons that we don't need,
Yeah.
so we got even simpler.
And also, does it fit well in hand? Because it was
Yeah,
your wrist problem with the users.
these remotes are quite big. So go to the next page. So they have all these buttons as you can see, but most of them we just need the ones in the middle.
Yeah.
So from the bottom where there's
Yeah.
the numbers and then the top until the channel, so this middle part.
Yeah.
And on the left one is exactly the same. So it's basically more or less how we like it with the big volume control, big channel control, mute and power. Yeah.
Yeah,
This is the basic thing.
so it's only the central part.
So basically, something that we will build will look more or less the same as these two.
Yeah, with a maybe a more ergonomic design on
Yeah,
the
if we have,
bottom
for
part.
example, I think that the volume and the buttons that are there on the top are not very easy to reach with your thumb. They have
Yeah.
to be on the right side, for example.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we don't have these input buttons and this other stuff that we have. And I think that the plastic cover is not very good
Okay.
idea because you open it, it can break, you can do various things.
Okay.
You just need to put the channel numbers somewhere a bit out of the way,
Okay.
so that
A
there's a
bit
pair, the
down
big,
or
yeah,
okay.
and it's easy to press the big buttons, but it should not be difficult to press the channel buttons either. I think the issue with the cover would be the more difficult for the user.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Usually, what I have noticed that people put a plastic cover on things that you normally don't mess with, like buttons for tuning the channels and stuff like
Okay.
that. Yeah, that you want to protect a bit. And I think it's reasonable.
Okay.
So I don't think. Yeah, this is just the wheel. You could
Hmm.
use the some wheels can be pushed down. You could use the push down of the wheel for the recoil if you want. So you could just basically use one just wheel, and a user could use just a wheel to do everything,
Yeah.
including the channels in that case.
Maybe the wheel will be a good advantage over our competitors. Because otherwise it's pretty standard apart the fact that it's very simple. So maybe this worth to have more expense on that aspect.
Yeah, I guess the market is setting for another part.
Okay. So we can move to the. Is there any question for designer of user interface? Or we can move to the next part, maybe, and discuss afterwards. Okay.
Hello. So now the recent investigation we have done of the remote control. So the most important aspect for remote controls is to be fancy look and feel, and not current functional look and feel. And the second aspect is that the remote control should be technological innovative.
Okay.
And the third most important aspect is that the remote control should be easy to use. So there are things we have speak about before.
Yeah.
And so you can go after. And the fashion watchers in Paris and Milan that have detected the following trend. Fruits and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothes, shoes, and furniture. So maybe our remote control have to be fruit form or vegetable form, something
Okay.
like that.
Suppose maple.
And the material is expected to be spongy. Oh, I don't know which material can be
Yeah.
spongy, and if you
This is good also for.
I think we can certainly just put electronics in a spongy thing. It could work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is good also to have a
You can throw
spongy
it through the
material. Yeah.
television.
Yeah, because it's
Yeah,
robust.
it's robust, yeah.
Hey, that's a cool one. We could say that we should throw it, you have a sensor and you throw it into the television and it turns it off. When it takes a shock.
Yeah,
Another thing is
sorry.
that for cloud also, yeah.
And this you can, yeah, you can say that. You
No.
can go before.
Before?
Before, yes. And you know, here the more important aspect is the fancy look and feel.
Yeah.
After is the technological innovative,
Yeah.
and after the easy to
Yeah.
use.
I think it's innovative to use the wheel because I
Yeah,
think no one else has
that's
it.
why I think we have to keep that if it's possible.
Yeah, I think it makes it both easy and both innovative,
Innovative.
so I think it's a good aspect and it should be
How do we
kept.
make it look cool? Is the question.
Cool, fancy.
Yeah.
We have to make it look like a fruit or vegetable. Maybe a color that remembers
Oh,
some
yeah.
fruit or things like that.
Well, the obvious thing is a banana,
Maybe,
You talked
yeah.
about a tree, for example.
And it's ergonomic as well.
Yeah.
A peer. Yeah. Maybe peer, yeah, or something like that. Yeah, we can discuss that. Is there anything you want to add?
Is there any food that is sponsored?
I don't think so. I think we can have like, yeah, a pear is good, fit well, or banana as you told. Something like that.
Or maybe you can fill, what was a piece of ice with blue LED inside?
But that's not in the train. Yeah. The train is spongy and vegetable fruits. I think spongy is good because it will be robust as well.
Yeah.
So I think we can keep the wheel because it's easy, it's innovative, even if the cost is a bit higher. And we also have to find a fruit like pear or banana with any other idea you have. What kind of fruit would you like to control your TV with? Olivier. Banana is also yellow, so you can't lose your remote control then.
Yeah. The banana is curving like that, but when the banana is curving like that,
yeah.
With the wheel on the top to control, and here you have the touch button to...
I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
Just have this curve, yeah, and you move your hand here to push the buttons, and then you move on the other side.
Yeah.
You can have it on two sides, and it will be cool. You know?
Yeah. I think it's a good design, and it's innovative as well, then. Maybe we can keep the banana, and it will be very easy to find.
Everybody knows what is a banana, basically. If you start with fancy fruits...
You can also take into account the fact that the banana fits with the color scheme of our company.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really a good point.
I hope these units of management die.
I think it. So. 1 second. So we have to take some decision on those aspects. So. For components. So. We have to think about those aspects, sorry.
So we will just use a standard battery.
Yeah.
And that chip will chip on print, we know exactly which one we're going to use. What do you mean by case?
I think it's the box that should be spongy, banana's shape.
I mean, for me, if we use a spongy banana case, it doesn't matter. I just want to have something to print to fix my components into that box.
Yeah, that can be inside the structure.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is that the buttons and the wheel have to be. I mean, if it's spongy, then the buttons and the wheel have to. I mean, if it's spongy, then it's going to move, right? So it will be bent a lot.
But
no,
the button would be. In fact, it should be something odd shaped with a spongy cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is
okay, odd shape with spongy cover. And standard battery, okay. Chip on print, there's no specific problem. So we agree to put the wheel.
Wheel on the top, button. Why do we want some buttons?
Well, usually called. The one should be good also for left hand users, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be symmetrical.
Yeah, but okay. So let's say that it has to be, basically you can only take two sides. One on this side where there's a thumb, and the other side where there's a, yeah, also the thumb.
Yeah.
Or you could use this one, but don't know if it's very comfortable.
Yeah, maybe the thumb is more comfortable.
This for the wheel and then this for the buttons.
Yeah, I think it's okay for both right and left.
So the left, you have the
I think you can turn it this way also. You can do both with both
buttons.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Buttons and wheel, then when you turn it around, the buttons are on the other side. You cannot see them.
Well, you will get used to it. And moreover,
the buttons are
lighted, so you immediately identify the right side. Because you have light on buttons.
Yeah, I know, but if you hold it with your right hand, and the wheel is here, and the buttons are here,
yeah.
Then when you turn it around, the buttons will be on the other side.
No, I think you will use it only on the right or left hand, whether you're righty or lefty. I think for a lefty it's okay. I can do this movement, and for a righty as well. I think this doesn't change that much.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
So, for interface we said so that we have this banana shape with button on the side. And a wheel on the top. So the color is yellow. I think it's we define everything according to what the decision we should take. Yeah. So maybe we can work on those aspects until next meeting. So have the final look and feel design according to the decision, and have the user interface design, and then evaluate the product. That is to say, check if it fits the requirements given by the users. But according to your presentation, it seems to be okay. It seems to be fancy, innovative, and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So to prepare the prototype, I would suggest that the industrial designer and the user interface designer work together. That would be better, I think. And so you will receive further instruction by emails as usual.
Mm-hmm.
So do you need to add anything?
No.
You feel okay?
Yeah.
You feel free to express what you want to say?
Yeah.
You don't feel too constrained? You don't feel free to answer this? Okay, so see you.
I think we can leave the room for the tracking group.